Look to Jesus. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The Lord came to his own people, the children of Israel, and they rejected him. His own people, Israel, received him not. He was sent from heaven through the lineage of David, and yet they cried, "We will not have this man rule over us." Here was the God of life and glory, sent to redeem his own precious people. And he had to turn away, bearing the precious gifts he wanted to bestow. "The kingdom of God shall be taken from you, and given to a nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth, till ye shall say, Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord." Great blessings were shut out from his own when he came to them 2,000 years ago. But many blessings continue to be shut out to those who simply fail to trust his word, those who close the door on trusting Christ, shut out many precious blessings. Those who open their hearts to the Lord Jesus let in heaven's love and divine joy. Some consider the whole human race to be a world of God's children, but they err in their thinking if they see not the need to receive him by faith. John, the beloved apostle, could not make it any clearer. He told us only those that receive him by faith have the power to become God's children. For as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The Lord Jesus Christ is indeed the only way to God. He is the only truth, the only life, and the only light that came into the world. He is the only one that can guide us safely to God, for he alone is God. It was with astonished sadness and righteous anger that he warned, "If you had known me, you would have known my Father also." One of the saddest verses that I find in the Bible is in Luke chapter 19, where Jesus says, "If only you had known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes." This was the passage, more than anything, that set me on my prophetic journey. In fact, this is the scripture, more than any other verse, that made me want to recognize the season when I would meet Jesus. Oh, I don't mean a searching for a specific day or date or a time for the rapture, but a searching of the scripture to understand God's word and truth. I searched out Daniel and Ezekiel, and I contemplated Matthew to Thessalonians. I pored over chronology and typology, from the start of Genesis to the end of Revelation. I eventually discovered the man on the road to Emmaus, the one who opened up the scriptures, which all point to him, the one of whom Paul said at the end of his life, "That I may know him." I realized that the day and the hour is not the most important thing. Interesting, though, speculation on the time and manner of his return may be. But it is the person I discovered that I needed to watch for. It is the personification of God who is the one for whom I should be listening. It is my Saviour and Lord, my God and my King, who demands my contemplation. It is my beloved bridegroom for whom my heart should be aching, that I may know him more, that I may love him better. the rapture, however glorious that experience will be, is the medium to meet him. The rapture is only the means to the end, the vehicle that takes us home. I should not, as so many today, be longing for the rapture as an escape, but longing for him, desiring him, yearning for him, thirsting for him. 2,000 years ago, the children of Israel reflected the church of today. Many were more interested in thoughts of their deliverance than an interest in their deliverer. And as a result, they missed 3 years of untold blessing in their lives. Many looked to the scriptures instead of the one about whom they were written. You diligently study the scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life. These are the scriptures that are about me. Today, the same sad truth is evident throughout Christendom. Many of God's children are more intent on watching for a day than a person, more interested in looking for an event and listening to calculations. Many are craving for the medium rather than aching for the mediator. Many are yearning for the rapture instead of looking to Jesus. Many are anticipating the event instead of watching, listening, and yearning for their coming Lord. More and more, I see how important the words of Jesus are, that we need to have faith as a little child, faith that believes God's word without reservation, faith that trusts unreservedly in him and needs no other proof. My little granddaughter knows not to be afraid because Jesus is alive. She has learned from the cradle that Jesus is coming one day in the clouds for her. At 2.5, she had learned to trust in a way that I would wish to trust. And there are many saints at the other end of the age spectrum with faith as a child. For years, my father prayed the blessing of Aaron over me, with one difference. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace this night and every day and night and every night and day until Jesus comes. And maybe today is the day when Jesus will come. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.